Hello and welcome back to Hard Facts in Nigeria. Info and her input, Harkat, I'm Dion. 8 minutes, gone past five to Scotian to run. Join in. We're live on Facebook, .com/ Nigeria Info PH. Also check out our Twitter and YouTube pages, Nigeria Info PH. And moving on to the next matter up for discussion at this time. Fuel subsidy, FG begins 40% pay rise for workers, April ending, details in the Punch newspaper, but a look at some parts of the story for now. Barring any last-minute change of plans, the federal government will begin payment of the planned increase in civil servants pay by the end of this month, 8th of April. Punch reports the President Buhari is expected to give his final assent for disbursement any moment now. If the proposal sells through, it means the increase will be coming about 2 months to the June date proposed for the removal of petrol subsidy. Officials of the federal government did indicate that the fresh pay increase tagged consequential allowance would lead to a 40% rise in the current pay of government workers. Now, also speaking, Director of Press and Public Relations, Ministry of Labour and Employment, Olajide Oshundum, revealed the federal government might begin payment of the 40% pay rise by the end of April this year, adding that a 3 month arrears of January, February and March will be paid at a later date. Oshundum, however, said it could not confirm if the proposal by the government committee saddled with the task had been finally approved by the president. He said, quote, consequential allowance salaries will be increased by 40% for civil servants from level 1 to level 17. What we receive now is called consolidated public service salary structure. It is the combination of basic and all allowances, so the increase will be 40% of what a public servant is earning now. They will start paying from the end of this month, and the arrears of January, February and March will be paid later. A salary increase is effective from January 2023. That is the proposal submitted by the committee set up to look into salary adjustment for civil servants, but I'm not sure if the president has signed it yet. End of quote. Now, last month, Minister of Labour and Employment, Chris Ingige, disclosed that the federal government had approved a pay rise for civil servants in the country. He added the pay rise had been included in the 2023 budget, noting that it would take effect from January 1, 2023. However, leaders of organized labor on Monday described the proposed pay rise as a meager allowance that would not be equivalent to a 40% increase in workers' salaries. Reacting, National Vice President of the Trade Union Congress, Tommy Ettim, confirmed the moves by the government to increase, quote, allowances and not salaries, as publicly insinuated. According to him, the allowance is an increase arising from the peculiar circumstances surrounding the removal of the fuel subsidy and inflation. He, however, stressed that civil servants were yet to receive the payment. Quote, I am aware of the moves by the government and the payment is to start from January. The new payment is not an increase in workers' salaries. It is a peculiar allowance and not an increase in salary, so we don't misinform the public. It is just an increase in basic salary and not a cross-board. Other components are not touched so that the market woman will not think the government has increased salary. It is an allowance because of the peculiar circumstances surrounding the removal of fuel subsidy and inflation. An allowance is not a salary, so no civil servant has received, so I cannot speak authoritatively until it hits everyone's bank account. End of quote. Ettim, who is also the president of the Association of Senior Civil Servants of Nigeria, further charged the government to consider increment of other allowances such as rent and transportation. Let's get your take on this development at this time. Is it something that should be celebrated, pleasing? Is this great news for workers in Nigeria? How far will this go in helping workers, or Nigerians generally, deal with the expected, inevitable hike in prices of goods and services in the country. How far would this good happen? Workers deal with expected rise in prices due to the removal of subsidy in petrol petrol commodities, particularly petrol. Yes. Lines open, call 070-093-093. Also, we're on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hot Fat, to welcome.
Yeah, good evening,
guys. Go ahead, please.
The federal government, if they want to increase the salaries of civil servants, I think they should.
Hello.
But my problem is this fuel increase that they are going to do, instead of working on our refineries, which will at the end of the day help most people, they want to increase salaries of civil servants. Is it only civil servants that we have in this country?
But the refineries are being worked on as we speak.
But they told us that this one in Port Harcourt should have been working since March, but this is April.
Well, they're being worked on as we speak.
You said what?
I said they're being worked on. I mean, even you just acknowledged that with your comments now, that they are being worked on, in fact.
But they said it's supposed to be in use by March. That was last month.
Well, I'm aware that the timelines have been shifted, but changing the timelines does not mean that the refineries are not being worked on. How far will this go to helping workers deal with expected rise in prices as FG to begin what federal government refers to as a 40% pay rise for workers, even though a labor leader insists it's not a salary increase for workers, it's just some added allowance for workers to deal with the expected increase in prices of goods and services once subsidies removed in June, I suppose. And also, this announcement is just for, I perceive it's just for federal civil servants, workers in the employ of the federal government, doesn't translate to workers in the employ of state government, and neither does it translate to any increment in workers for workers in the private sector. So, what do you make of this? Once again, lines open, call 070-093-093 or 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0007. For a comment via Facebook, Hector Dokubo goes, I think the government is trying to heal the symptoms of a disease without preventing the root cause of the symptoms. I'll come back to this comment in a moment. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, Dayo. Good afternoon.
Go ahead, please.
Dayo, on this issue, my question is, what about the people that are not civil servants? What happened to them?
Well, they're not getting an allowance from the federal government, yes. That's for sure.
Hello?
They're not getting any kind of increment from the federal government, that's for sure.
Well, if they have decided on increasing their salary, what they call pay rise. Well, let it be holistic. Let it affect everybody, every citizen in this country, because we all are in this together. It can't be for only civil servants. And if you ensure that the refineries are okay, because that one is even more better than this thing they are going able to do. If you don't have refinery and they are going to do all of this, it's going to affect everybody negatively. Even if they are paying you millions, you will still suffer it. So the point is just that they should make it clear it will be easier for everybody, both the common man on the street and everybody. So that's my own take.
But the federal government cannot increase salaries of workers in the private sector. Or at state level for that matter.
Hello.
Okay, back to the comment on Facebook. Hector Dokobo goes, I think the government is trying to heal the symptoms of a disease without preventing the root cause of the symptoms of the disease. In this case, the cause of the hardship is the unproductive refineries. If only the government will sincerely revamp our refineries to work, the issue of removing subsidy will yield no negative effects on the people. Come to think of it, they have increased federal government workers' salaries because of subsidy removal. What about the state government, local government and private workers? The government's action should be holistic. Oftentimes, government solution to societal problems is as worse as the problem. What's your take on this planned increase? Hopefully to begin 40% pay rise for workers due to the removal, the planned removal of fuel subsidy. Hello, you're welcome.
Hello.
All right, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is John Paul.
You're welcome, go on.
Welcome, yes. At times I ponder whether we are a country. Why do you want to increase salary for workers when we have refineries that are not working? Why can't you channel that money to work our refineries so that the fuel price will go down?
But the refineries are being fixed as we speak.
Can you confirm that authoritatively that the refineries are being worked on?
I think it's safe to assume that.
By the politician. The refineries should be worked on before the salary can be increased to workers. Please.
The contracts were awarded. The contracts were awarded.
What work is on,
if you will take the moment to listen to what I'm saying, the contracts were awarded. From reports that we have received severally, work has commenced on the refineries.
But the minister says before the first quarter of this year that the refinery will be working.
Now, did the minister?
And we're already in the second quarter of this year.
Did the minister then tell you that the refineries were not being worked on?
What did you say?
Did the minister you're referencing tell you that the refineries are not being worked on?
He said that the refineries are being worked on by the March. The refinery will come on stream.
Okay.
But this is April, almost ending.
Did you hear when the minister you're referencing also said that the timelines have changed?
These are Nigerian politicians. You know them, as I do.
Okay, so you choose to believe one thing the minister said, and you choose to disbelieve the other thing about on the same matter.
Let's just watch and see what will happen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Your thoughts are welcomed as well. Now, is this pay rise for both state and federal civil servants or federal workers only? Well, it appears it's strictly for federal workers, as the federal government does not pay state workers. To what extent will this help in dealing with the harsh economic realities once subsidy is removed? Federal government says it will begin 40% pay rise for workers from the end of this month. The pay rise was supposed to commence since January, so there are outstanding arrears January, February and March, and the report is that these arrears will be paid in due time, but they will commence payment for the month of April. And the federal government insists or says it's a 40% pay rise for all workers. Well, all federal workers, I imagine, even though a labor leader insists it's not a pay rise, it's just some additional allowance to cushion the effect of the removal of subsidy, which is supposed to be implemented by June. Interestingly, though, as some persons have pointed out, state workers don't seem to be covered by the federal government's plans. Well, definitely, I suppose, not local government workers, and most definitely not workers in the private sector. Well, and I suppose the question might arise, what happens to them? I mean, yes, we can have a dispute or a conversation as to whether or not this federal government addition or the addition to federal workers is actually a 40% increase in salary or not, or just, as a Labour leader put it, a meager, you know, additional allowance. That conversation can be had, pardon me. However, whatever it is, whether it's a 40% salary increase or simply a meager additional allowance, what happens to other workers? What happens to other Nigerians? How are they supposed to deal with this situation? Hello, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead. You've got 30 seconds.
Yes, my name is Progress, the radio counselor. Let me begin with a statement and then ask a few questions and then make my contribution. First, he who faced the firewood field of ants should expect a lot of bird or fowl in his house. That is the statement. The questions, Dio, it is the finally that are now worked on. Are they not producing?
That's the most that I can take from you, however, because I do have a commercial break coming up right now. We've got headlines at 5:30 p.m. Discussions continue after that. Please stay with us.
You are tuned in to
Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations? But on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back to the Hard Facts on Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt, originally from the number one talk station. I'm Dio. Let's talk. 27 to go before 6 p.m. The major net is up at 6. Open season after that. However, for the moment, discussions continue. And fuel subsidy, FG begins 40% pay rise for workers April ending. Barring any last-minute change of plans, the federal government will begin payment of the planned increase in civil servants' pay by the end of the month, April. The president is expected to give his final assent for disbursement any moment now. Officials of the federal government have indicated the fresh pay rise or pay increase target consequential allowance would lead to a 40% rise in the current pay of government workers. And Director of Press and Public Relations, Ministry of Labour and Employment, Olajide Oshodun, revealed the federal government might begin payment of the 40% pay rise by the end of April this year, adding that a 3-month arrears of January, February and March will be paid at a later date. And this is supposed to cover civil servants from level 1 to level 17. However, leaders of organized labor on Monday described the proposed pay rise as a meager allowance that would not be equivalent to a 40% increase in workers' salaries. National Vice President of the Trade Union Congress, Tommy Etim, confirmed the moves by the government to increase, quote, allowances and not salaries, as publicly insinuated. According to him, the allowance is an increase arising from the peculiar circumstances surrounding the removal of the fuel subsidy and inflation. He, however, stressed that civil servants were yet to receive the payment. Let's get your take on this development. To what extent would this help workers, not Nigerians in general, deal with the impact of the removal of fuel subsidy? How far would this go in helping workers deal with the expected rise in prices of goods and services once fuel subsidy is removed? And what impact would it have on other Nigerians, by the way? Call 070-093-093. Hello, you're welcome.
Dayo, I was here before you went on the break.
Okay, all right. I believe I did get the take of that caller. If you were here before the break, I'd rather hear from persons who have not been here at all, even before the break. So I'd rather hear from persons who haven't had a say at all. Let's get your take, 0700 923 0923. Also joining via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Via Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello there. None of the government-owned refineries will ever work until all these current politicians have been retired. I will text you next 4 years to remind you. Okay. There are a lot of assumptions in that message. So very many assumptions. But we'll see how it goes. If they increase the salaries of federal government workers, what happens to the state's civil servants? What happens to local government workers and the private sector? Why choose to increase salaries for incoming government to come and pay? I want to say that this is an avenue for last-minute loot. That's from Prince. So, Prince, should the salaries not be increased at all? Good evening, Dial. Please, is subsidy not a product of importation of fuel? If refineries are being worked on and we will start producing locally, shouldn't subsidy be of no effect? Well, you do have a point. Subsidy primarily is the result of the importation of fuel. But then again, some calculations, I suppose, may still have to be done as to how much, even when we locally refine, as to how much it would cost, basically. By the time the production or local refining is done here, all the costs incurred, and then whatever profit margins they expect it to be at the end of the day, is it going to be the same as it is now? Very likely not. Is it going to be higher? As has been speculated that it is going to be higher, higher than what the official rate is now. That is, forget the fact that I don't think anyone buys petrol at the official pump price at the moment, though. Yes, we need salary increase, but not in this present scenario where the price of goods and services is beyond our take-home. NLC and all affiliate organizations should deny the salary increment for now, but push to ensure building strong institutions. We were eating well in the early 90s when we were paid less than 300 naira. And also a cliff. The minister said the timeline has changed. How many times will they change the timeline, if I may ask? Initially, they said November 2022, the refineries will start working. Later, they said March 2023. And now they have changed the timeline again. The government is just inconsistent. We cannot take them serious on this refinery issue again, because since 2015, we have been promising to put the refineries to function, and this government just has a month and a few days to vacate.